Dr. Pinsky dictating a mail. I am Edward Milligan, M-I-L-L-I-G-A-N. Edward Milligan is a 60-year-old male and reports he was injured at work on 9-8-21. Appeared he was pushing tables outside in the grass. Appeared he requested assistance, but no one showed up. Appeared the third table he was pushing caused a sense of heat and a weird sensation in the right shoulder. Appeared he went to an urgent care that day. Appeared he had further evaluation and treatment, including surgery, on 12-17-21, but is unaware of his final diagnosis. Appeared he has completed the course of active treatment. Appeared new paragraph. As per his claim petition, Mr. Milligan alleged he was lifting cafeteria tables on 9-8-21 and injured his right shoulder. Appeared treatment records show he was seen at Virtual Occupational Health on 9-8-21. Period. He reported a right shoulder injury. Period. He was asked to set up large cafeteria tables outdoors on the grass. Period. He had requested help for this job a week before, but it, quote, fell through the cracks, period, end quote. Accordingly, he performed this task himself. He moved four large tables onto the lawn, each weighing about 120 pounds and were large and bulky. But he started to feel shoulder pain during the third table move, period. He underwent x-rays of the shoulder that revealed no fracture, period. He was also examined and diagnosed with a right shoulder and upper arm injury, possibly an AC joint strain or rotator cuff strain. Period. He was placed in a sling and on limited activities. Period. He followed up here, along with physical therapy, through 10-7-21, period. He was then referred to an orthopedic specialist, period. New paragraph. On 10-21-21, Mr. Milligan was seen orthopedically by Dr. Lipschultz, period. He had six visits of therapy to that point. Period. He had restricted range of motion and pain of the right shoulder. Period. He had right knee arthroscopy in 2017. Period. Dr. Lipschultz was concerned for a rotator cuff tear and ordered an MRI. Period. A corticosteroid injection was administered in a sterile fashion. Period. On 11-4-21, he underwent an MRI to be inserted here. Period. Dr. Lipschultz reviewed these results with him on 11-8-21. Period. He ordered therapy and Relafin and left him on work restrictions. Period. Mr. Milligan remained symptomatic, so they agreed to pursue surgical intervention. Period. On 12-17-21, Dr. Lipschultz performed surgery to be inserted here. Period. He was monitored by Dr. Lipschultz through 8-4-22, having completed therapy on 6-3-22. Period. On this visit, he had resumed regular work duty and felt great. Period. He had full range of motion with excellent strength of his deltoids and rotator cuff. Period. He was cleared for discharge to return on an as-needed basis. Period. The paragraph prior records show the petitioner was seen on 9-30-19 by Dr. Holton, H-O-L-T-O-N, for a health maintenance visit. Period. He also needed preoperative clearance. Period. He was also being treated for ADD, hyperlipidemia, and adjustment disorder with mixed features with various medications. Period. he saw Dr. Holton for routine medical problems over the next several months, occurred as of 7/6/21. He had pain in his left shoulder, for which a corticosteroid injection was given. Period. He related the left shoulder pain had been present for 1 year and it hurt to raise his arm. Period. It was affecting his work, but did not claim it was due to work. Period. There was no description of precipitating trauma. Period. On 1/19/21, he in fact needed a work physical, which was performed. Period. Physical exam. Extremities upper inspection revealed healed portal scarring about the right shoulder, but no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Period. Right shoulder abduction was minimally reduced to 170 degrees, but motion was otherwise full in all independent spheres without crepitus or tenderness. Period. Combined active extension with internal rotation was to L4. Period. Motion of the left shoulder, both elbows, wrists, and fingers, was full in all planes without crepitus, tenderness, triggering, or locking. Period. The rest of that is normal shoulder maneuvers. He had an equivocally positive Hawkins maneuver on the right, which was negative on the left. The rest of that is normal, cervical normal, thoracic normal. Impressions. On 9/8/21, Edward Milligan was moving tables at work and experienced pain on the right shoulder. Period. He was seen at the virtual occupational the same day and was thought to have a sprain, for which he was begun on medications. Period. He also participated in physical therapy. Period. An MRI was done to be inserted here. Period. He came into the orthopedic care of Dr. Lipschultz. Period. After failing to respond favorably to conservative care, they elected to pursue surgery. Period. This was done on 12/17/21 to be inserted here. Period. He also had physical therapy again and saw Dr. Lipschultz through 8/4/22. Period. At that time, he was feeling great and had a normal exam. Period. New paragraph has just described he had been seeing his family physician named Dr. Holton regularly. Period. On 7/6/21, he complained of shoulder pain that had been present for greater than 1 year, which was affecting his work. Period. He did not relate that he injured the shoulder at work. Period. New paragraph. The current examination found virtually full range of motion of the right shoulder without crepitus or tenderness. Period. He had an equivocally positive Hawkins maneuver on the right, but other provocative maneuvers were negative. Period. He had intact strength and sensation. Period. Cervical and thoracic spine motion was full and had no associated tenderness palpation. Period. New paragraph. There is 7.5% permanent partial total disability referable to the right shoulder. Period.